light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam, 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah, salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Nurullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurullah. Marhaba, khush amdeed, welcome to one and all to another wonderful episode and silsila of the series The Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah, we in this beautiful series we do discuss some topics which are very relevant, which are very important to discuss, particularly for our youngsters, for the new generation, and some topics which it's important to discuss. You know, maybe it's related to self rectification, or maybe it is related to having the proper understanding of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we discuss some incidents and topics related to the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the case is, we are always trying to learn something and try to pass a message on to our viewers and our listeners. So before we move towards what we are going to discuss today, everyone should make an intention that inshallah azza wa jal, whatever I learn in today's discussion, I will try and act upon it firstly, and secondly, I will try and pass the message on to others as well. Because today's topic is particularly about a disease which is present in our hearts, which is present and consuming us within, from inside ourselves. And basically it's a batni bimari, a hidden disease, an inner disease, you know, like you have jealousy, you have backbiting is a disease, you have many other diseases which a person has, takabbur, pride, those kind of things. So today inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to discuss regarding showing off, ostentation, riyakari, showing off, showing other people what you have, whether it is your status, your maqam, your clothes, your food, whatever it is, inshallah azza wa jal, today we're going to discuss in the light of the Quran and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some beautiful nuqat and points related to the topic of showing off. So it is something which is related to every person, and many of us are involved in this sin, I would say, in this filthy and dirty act, and we do have it in our hearts. We should try always to clean our hearts. We should try and become better people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a summary of a hadith that ala wa inna fil jasadi mudghah, that in the body, must know, must be aware, alas, in the body there is a piece of flesh. إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ, if that piece of flesh is rectified, the entire body is rectified. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ, and if that piece of flesh is corrupted, the entire body is corrupted. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ, that piece of flesh is the heart. So we need to see, we need to rectify ourselves, we need to cleanse our hearts, we need to purify our hearts. And how are we going to do that? Is if we know what jealousy is, if we know what takabbur is, if we know what riyakari is, if we know what ostentation is, what showing off is, what pride is, what jealousy is, all of these things. And then We learn about the harms of having these diseases and what does Islam say? How does Islam motivate us and command us and tell us to rectify ourselves and try, and we should try to always clean our hearts. That's why it is very important to learn about this, as we learn about, you know, the sicknesses in the world. We know what is flu, we know what is fever, we know what is COVID-19 past, we know what is that, we know what is AIDS, we know what is malaria, different diseases. Likewise, these are all diseases which destroy our heart, and they can end up destroying our iman as well. Al-ayadu billah. It destroys our personality, it destroys our habits, it destroys our akhlaq, our character, it destroys our good deeds, it destroys our maqam, our rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very important to learn about this, and I feel it's a very fruitful discussion, a very important discussion which we will be having. And I hope that everyone, inshallah, as well, will try and benefit from today's discussion. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. I would like to begin with a very beautiful narration mentioned in Az-Zawajir an Iqtiraf al-Kaba'ir, that a man asked the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will bring us salvation on the day of judgment? Look at the questions the Sahaba ikram used to ask. The people used to ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is going to protect us? What is going to grant us salvation? What is going to grant us success on the day of judgment? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, do not be disloyal to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He then asked, how can a person be disloyal to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, in a way that you perform the deed which has been commanded by Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but with the intention of pleasing someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, abstain from showing off, because it is associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of judgment, a show off will be called by four names: O sinner, O deceiver, O infidel, O loser. Your deed was ruined and your reward went to waste. Today there is no share for you. O you who attempted to deceive, now go and seek your reward from whoever you did the deed for. Allah, 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 Allah. Very beautifully a poet says, Tu bas rehna sada razi, nahi hai taab na razi. Tu bas rehna sada razi, nahi hai taab na razi. Tu na khush jis se ho, barbaad hai teri qasam mola. That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever, you know, you are unpleased, displeased with, tu na khush jis se ho, barbaad hai teri qasam mola. That person is destroyed, that person is, there is destruction for that person in this world and in the hereafter. So we need to, you know, really ask ourselves that where are we standing, right? I mean, ostentation, showing off has become part of our routine. We performed tahajjud today, and that day we want the entire world to know. We performed nawafil last night, we want the entire world to know. We fasted a few extra days, we want the entire world to know. We fasted on 10th of Muharram, 15th of Shaban, which was not fard, but it was auspicious and great fast, and we, you know, want the entire world to know. We recite Durood Sharif 1,000 times daily, and we'll go around telling everyone. We said a few good words to someone, we'll go around tell everyone. We gave few riyals as sadaqah, we want the entire world to know. We performed Hajj, we want everyone to call us Haji Saab. If someone makes a mistake, we'll tell him, no, I perform not one, I perform two, three Hajj. What is all of this? This is ostentation, this is riyakari, and ostentation destroys your good deeds. And this is all actually part of your nafs. That your nafs, your this inner self, it actually wants you to do all of this. Why? That first and foremost, your nafs stops you from doing a good deed. You want to perform salah, your nafs will say, no, don't perform salah, you perform later. You want to keep roza, your nafs will say, no, don't keep roza now. You want to do anything good, your nafs will stop you and prevent you from doing anything, from going towards the obedience of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let's say you did the good act, You went against your nafs. Somehow you succeeded in coming against your nafs, defeating your nafs, and doing something good. Then what's the outcome is that your nafs will make sure that you proclaim, you protest, you mention it, you shout it out to everyone, so that whatever sawab you have remained, there will be a decrement in that sawab as well. So nafs first tries to stop you. When you didn't stop, nafs says, no problem, at least I will reduce his sawab. And the great personalities, the pious people of Allah Ta'ala, they pitch this. That is why Qibla, Huzur Mufti Azim Hind, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana Sayyidi wa Murshidi Murana, Mustafa Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul Rahman, very beautifully, you know, he writes, and I would like to recite it for you. And he says, Nafse badkar ne dil pe ye qayamat todi amal nek kiya bhi to chupane na diya amal nek kiya bhi to chupane na diya. He says that nafs badkar ne dil pe ye qiyamat todi, that this nafs, this carnal desires, this inner self has destroyed me in such a way, amal nek kiya bhi to chupane na diya. And even if I managed to do something good, this nafs didn't allow me to hide whatever good I have done, and the nafs has made me expose my good deeds to everyone, and the outcome is that, you know, whatever sawab I have earned, little sawab, that sawab is also lost. So it's a very big attack of your nafs. It's an attack of shaitan. It's an attack that nafs and shaitan wants you to not be successful at all, and there shouldn't be any step in which you start becoming closer to Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, unfortunately, and people, one of the reason why people do the show of this ostentation is so that they can get some praise in this world, some reward in this world, you know, some wah-wah, some shabashi, some good in this world, maybe some money in this world, whatever the case is. And that shows how a person's heart is inclined only towards this world. Allah Ta'ala mentions very beautifully, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا نوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها وهم فيها لا يبخسون. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever desires the life of the world and its luxuries, we will give them the full compensation for their deeds in it and will not make any reduction in it. Allah, 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 Allah. Commenting on this beautiful verse, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he mentioned, and this is mentioned in Tafsir Tabari, that those who show off are given the reward of their good deeds in their worldly life and are not oppressed at all. So the reward you are receiving in this life and day of judgment, nothing you are going to get. No reward, no sawab, no ajr, no outcome, no benefit, nothing. Because everything was for this world, so you got the world. Now what do you want in the hereafter? Another place Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Baqarah, ayat number 264, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A clear law, a clear hukum of the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. كالذي ينفق ماله رئاء الناس ولا يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فمثله كمثل صفوان عليه تراب فأصابه وابل فتركه صلدا سبحان الله لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا. الله الله الله. Allah says, O you who believe, do not invalidate your charity by boasting of favor and causing injury, like one who spends his wealth for people to see and does not believe in Allah in the last day. His example is similar to that of a rock covered with dust and hard rain fell on it, leaving it as a bare rock. They shall get no control over or benefit from anything they have earned. Regarding this beautiful verse, Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Mufti Naeemuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he states, The way a hypocrite does not aim to get the pleasure of Allah, he wastes his wealth by spending it on showing off. Similarly, you should not waste the reward of your sadaqat, your charities, by expressing your favors and hurting others. He says this means the example which has been given in the ayat is the example of a hypocrite who shows off as dust is seen on a rock but is removed after rain, leaving only a stone. The same is the condition of the deed of a munafiq, of a hypocrite. Apparently it seems that he has performed a deed, but all these deeds will become invalid on the day of judgment because they were not performed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's just make dua and make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, mera har amal bas tere vaaste ho, kar ikhlas aisa ata ya ilahi. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will take a short break now and listen to a beautiful kalam, and as soon as we return, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم.
All the same peace and blessings upon your beloved, the best and perfect creation that you have created.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Muhammadun sayyidul kawnain الفريقين من عرب ومن عجم. The master of both worlds, jinn and mankind combined, Arab or non-Arab, he is leader of them all.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Huwa al-habib alladhi turja shafa'atuhu li kulli hawlin min al-ahwali muqtahimi. He's the loved one whose intercession we all hope for in every horror and yes, in every calamity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
And character that don't near him in knowledge or in generosity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم. The world and hereafter is better gift from thee. From your knowledge is the tablet and the pen of decree.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kulli. What is gone, O vast in generosity. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihimi.
Sallu lil habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mashallah, welcome back to our silsila. You are watching The Light of Guidance, and today our focal point of discussion is showing off a disease which unfortunately is consuming many of us from within. And before the break, we listen to a beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran and the tafsir of the Holy Quran as well, that the a munafiq, a hypocrite, you know, he does his deeds just to please the world and the people of this world. Allah says that his actions are like that rock which has dust on it, and when it rains, the dust is gone. There is nothing, only the rock is left. Likewise, a munafiq, a hypocrite, on the day of Qiyamah, he will come expecting lots of reward, and there will be nothing, just a bare rock is there. All the actions, all the a'mal, all the deeds, everything has been wiped away, and there is nothing left for him in the hereafter. We need to ask ourselves the question that if we are also involved in this showing off in ostentation, then where are we standing? I mean, today we do everything and ask ourselves that how clean our heart is. We perform salah, we make sure that so and so person is watching us. Performed hajj, we make sure that haji sahib doesn't know our name. We performed hifz of the Holy Quran, we are hafiz of the Holy Quran, we make sure we write hafiz with our name. We are munasab, we make sure everyone calls us munasab. Right? We did anything, we make sure that we need to publicize it and put it on different social media pages, make sure the entire world knows whatever good we are doing, and make sure we get everything just for views, for likes and all those kind of things. Then we all need to ask ourselves, on the day of Qiyamah, what if we are going with the intention of gaining lots of reward from the court of Allah, and we think that we have a mountain of good deeds with us? You know, that day when we go, our book of deeds is empty, like that rock, shining clean, nothing, no dust. Likewise here, no good deeds, no amal. Then what are we going to do? Then where are we going to stand? What will be our situation at that time? What will be our condition at that time? That we basically sacrifice the hereafter for this world. In this world we receive the pomp, the glory, the name, the fame, the respect, the honor, the money, the wealth, whatever it was. And tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, what are we going to have to present in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah Ta'ala is going to ask us, what have you brought for me? What have you done for me? What have you done in return for the favors I have bestowed upon you? Then is our answer going to be, Ya Allah, I did all these actions, but it was for so-and-so person, for so-and-so wealthy person, for the world. So people can call me this, people can call me that, people can say I am like this, I am like that. But unfortunately, you are losing the reward. You have lost the reward for everything. And on that day, besides this grace, you will have nothing else with you. The insult, the shame, the disgrace you are going to face on that day is going to be something else. So we really need to ask ourselves this question here, that tomorrow if we are in that state, there will only be sorrow and grief. So the better option would be that in this world, let's do these good deeds only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. No problem if no one knows. No one knows I'm a haji, no problem. No one knows I'm a hafiz, no problem. No one knows I perform tahajjud every day, no problem. No one knows I perform my nawafil, no problem. No one knows I gave sadaqah and charity and zakat, whatever the case is, no problem. Allah knows, and definitely He knows. Allahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Allah Ta'ala knows, you do not know, na? He knows everything. He knows even that which you can't even think about. He knows every single thing. He knows where you spent, how you spent, who you gave, why you gave, what the intention was. Then on that day, He will grant you the reward. So it's better that you sacrifice something in this world to gain the hereafter. That is better than sacrificing the hereafter to gain this world, because you're not going to live here forever. You are going to leave, and when you leave, then you will have nothing. And there you are going to stay forever. So you need to prepare for that hereafter. And what answer are you going to give in the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Some beautiful sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this ostentation and showing off. I would like to keep in front of you. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, when a nation adorns itself with deeds of the hereafter and beautifies itself for the world, then hell is their abode. Nabi sallam has stated, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى حَرَّمَ الْجَنَّةَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُرَائِنَ. Allah Azza wa Jal has declared heaven haram, Jannat is haram for every show off. It means a Muslim who shows off will not enter heaven at the beginning. The greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the fragrance of paradise can be smelt from a distance of 500 years travel. But the one who seeks the world with deeds for the hereafter will not be able to smell it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the beautiful hadith, whoever acts for fame, Allah azza wa jal will humiliate him. Whoever shows his deeds off, Allah azza wa jal will torment him. Bana de mujhko ilahi khulus ka pehkar, qareeb aaye na mere kabhi riya ya rab. Andheri qabr ka dil se nahi nikalta dar. Allah Allah, andheri qabr ka dil se nahi nikalta dar. Karunga kya, Allah Allah, karunga kya jo tu naraz ho gaya ya rab. Allah Allah Allah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has clearly mentioned, know that there is no reward for this person. He's not going to enter Jannah in the beginning. Right? He's not going to smell the fragrance of Jannah. He's not going to be close to the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Ghazali very beautifully, he mentions in Ihya al-Ulum Sharif, he says Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, when a person commits an act of showing off, Allah Azza wa Jal says to the angels, look, he is making fun with me. For example, Imam Ghazali mentions, he says, for example, if a person stays before the king all day long like a servant in his court, as is the habit of the servants, but his aim to stay there is to see a slave of the king. So he gives a false impression to the king because he does not gain the closeness of the king to serve him, but for his slave. Therefore, nothing will be more disrespectful than a person who worships Allah Azza wa Jal to show it off to a weak bondman who is not personally the owner of any profit and loss. So as that person who is serving the king, but his only intention is to please that slave, he is showing disrespect to the king. He is dishonoring the king without any example and any similarity. Nothing would be more disrespectful than a person who worships Allah Azza wa Jal to show it off to a weak person. Any person, no matter how wealthy he is a weak bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone is a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how much respect, honor, fame, wealth a person has, he is still the slave of Allah Ta'ala. So you are leaving the pleasure of Allah for the pleasure of this person who is the slave of Allah Ta'ala. Then ask me, is this not disrespect in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Is this not a deed which, you know, demands us that we need to clean our hearts, we need to purify ourselves from this filthy deed? The answer is yes. Then we need to ask ourselves that what are we doing to purify ourselves from the filth, from the dirt of this filthy deed known as showing off and riyakari. We will inshallah take a short break now. And as soon as we return inshallah, we will carry on our discussions regarding showing off inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Billions and billions of Muslims around the globe. Yet the question is, who is a perfect Muslim? According to hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a perfect Muslim is the one. Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. That a perfect Muslim, a complete Muslim, is the one from whose tongue and hand other Muslims are safe. Do we use our tongue to speak badly towards others? Do we use this tongue to belittle others, to bring down someone's reputation? Do we use this tongue in order to backbite and to harm other individuals? These hands, do we use them to hit others unjustly? These hands, do we use them when we are using our phone and typing on our phone? When we are sending messages to others which will hurt their feelings? When we are in group chats and we think it's a funny joke and we start messaging, but rather we are hurting the other individuals? Is this not classed as hurting other individuals using your hands? This is what the hadith is stating, that a perfect Muslim is the one from whose hand and tongue other Muslims are safe. So in any way, shape or form, our tongue or our hand should not be used in order to cause harm or any type of difficulty towards another Muslim.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamu alayki ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nuri min nurillah. MashaAllah, marhaba, welcome back to our silsila. And once again, you are watching The Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah, today, as you know, our topic of discussion is showing off riyakari, ostentation, doing the deeds for other than the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, for the pleasure of anyone in the creation, for a wealthy person, a respected person, whatever the case is. And we have heard the harms, however, what the Holy Quran says about this person, what the blessed ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about this person, and how disrespectful it is when a person leaves the pleasure of Allah and runs behind the pleasures of the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very beautiful hadith I was just reading now, mentioned in Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, without doubt there is a valley in hell from which hell seeks refuge 400 times daily. Jahannam khud panah mangta hai. Jahannam, hell itself, seeks refuge from that valley. Allah, how many times? 400 times daily. Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared this valley for those people who show off from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are hafiz of the Holy Quran, give charity for anything or anyone other than Allah, perform hajj of the house of Allah, and travel in the divine path. In other words, apparently they are pious people, apparently they are good people, apparently they are, you know, righteous people, but they will be in that valley of hell because their intention, their niyat, the ikhlas, the sincerity, the khulus is not there. It is for the world and the people of this world. Unfortunately, today people are in a situation that, you know, when we read all of these narrations, then you know, people say, you know, it is better that I don't perform salah, ma'adallah. If I perform salam, then in my heart, you know, the thing will come, I'm performing for so and so person, so I'm not going to perform salah. I'm not going to give sadaqah. I'm not going to pay my zakat. I'm not going to go for hajj. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. This is also a trick of shaitan. Shaitan is actually playing with you. And shaitan wants you to think in this way so that he can stop you from obedience and from the itaat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can stop you from the obedience to Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is another trick of shaitan. Why don't we cure the disease instead of giving up the good deeds? If there is a blister on your head, you don't cut off your head. You cure the blister. You put your cream, you put your ointment, you put whatever you need to do. If there's a problem in your eyes, you don't go and pluck out your eyes. No. You visit the optometrist. You go and get your glasses. You go and maybe do a surgery. You go for an operation. You do something. If there is a problem, you remove the problem. You don't cut your body parts. You try to look for a solution. You don't just go and say, let's finish everything because of the small thing. No. If there's a stain on your clothes, you don't go and take your clothes and throw in the dustbin and say, I can't wait from today. You will wash your clothes. So likewise, if you are performing any deed, you know that you have this filthy act, this filthy feeling in your heart where you are going to do it for people, then cure yourself. Why are you stopping yourself from namaz? To save yourself from one sin, you are going to do another sin. Not performing salah is a sin. So in your mind, you're thinking that you are saving yourself from ostentation, from showing off. But to do that, you are doing another sin, which is missing your salah. To do that, you are doing another sin, which is leaving your fast. To do that, you are doing another sin, which is not going for hajj. To do that, you are doing something wrong. You are disobeying Allah Ta'ala. And in your mind, you are, you know, saving yourself. But that's not actually saving. You are putting yourself in more trouble. The only way you will be able to save yourself is if you start curing yourself. You start removing the disease from within. You start taking the antibiotics. The antibiotics is the ayat of the Holy Quran, the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the words of the pious saints. These are all medicines to cure you from inside. Very great Mufassir of the Holy Quran, Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has stated, remember that showing off does not make worship unlawful. That is, offering salah with showing off will not be deemed as not performing it. However, there is a risk of such worship not being accepted. If a show off finally and sincerely repents of showing off, it is not wajib for him to repeat, to make qada of the worship which he performed with showing off, but the unaccepted acts performed with showing off of worship will also be accepted by the virtue of the blessings of repentance. It is very rare to be fully free from showing off. One should make the dua to protect himself from showing off without leaving the acts of worship for the fear of showing off. So you need to carry on performing the good deeds, and with that you need to start rectifying yourself, you need to start cleaning your heart, you need to start taking out this filth from your heart. It is why Huzur Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnah Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi, very beautifully he says, Mera har amal bas tere vaaste ho kar ikhlas aisa ataya ilahi. That oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us that sincerity, that ikhlas, make us mukhlis and sincere people, that whatever we do, every action, every statement, every word, everything we do must be only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, we also learn that it is very important to make tawbah. It is very important to, you know, try and rectify yourself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned a hadith in Al-Jami al-Saghir, that one who reforms his inner self, Allah azza wa jal will reform his outer self as well. You start cleaning yourself from in, and apparently Allah will make you beautiful, will make you handsome. Allah will put the entire world at your feet. But the condition is your intention, your sincerity, your ikhlas must be there. So we make dua, may Allah ta'ala enable us to do everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another beautiful couplet I have in front of me, Ata kar de ikhlas ki mujhko ni'amat, na nazdeek aaye riya ya ilahi. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And you know, ekash guzre sada ya ilahi, meri zindagi bas teri bandagi mein. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may our lives, our moments and everything, just may we spend it in your servitude, so we may we obey you and worship you, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything should be only and solely for your pleasure. We make dua, Ya Allah, cure all of us from this disease, from this hidden disease. May Allah grant us all the barakat, the blessings in this world in the hereafter as well. With these few words, we reach the conclusion of today's discussion. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your hearts and your mind. This love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, by Allah you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah you lose everything. We hope to see you in our coming episodes. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.